Skinny Talk, the social media hashtag that promotes often dangerous advice to make people as thin as possible. Both the European Commission and Cumas Ó Nuamhain have said they're aware of the issues linked to the trend. The Commission is currently investigating TikTok's mitigation measures in relation to harmful algorithmic recommendations, including in relation to eating disorders. But what exactly is Skinny Talk? And why do those working with teenagers and people with disordered eating say it's dangerous? Ethna Dodd reports.
Skinny Talk has racked up millions of views and more than 69,000 people have used the hashtag.
Over the past few months, the trend of Skinny Talk has been gaining traction online with so-called thinfluencers promoting extreme weight loss methods.
Experts are especially worried about teenagers whose brains are still developing.
The social media trend Skinny Talk has been getting a lot of attention recently,
including from the European Commission, who this week said it is investigating how it protects young and vulnerable users from harmful content on healthy habits and disordered eating.
I mean, I've been absolutely shocked at what I've seen.
Professor Donal O'Shea is the clinical lead on obesity for the HSE.
And our reason for going on TikTok was actually because of the amount of misinformation out there.
I'm a recovering binge eater. I like the act of eating, not necessarily eating because I'm hungry. If you can relate to that, please just try this. Try it out.
Valerie Spicer posts TikToks under the handle House Bunny Gym Rat.
Skinny advice the weight loss girlies are keeping from you. Credentials? I've lost a lot of weight.
I do use some of the hashtag Skinny Talk or the words skinny, but I've gotten significantly more positive feedback in my content than negative. In being transparent, sometimes I have to use those words. I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings. I definitely do take that feedback into consideration and I figure out how I could reword something if it's truly, you know, causing more harm than good.
Registered dietitian Michaela Carrick sees a lot of content encouraging unhealthy eating habits. She also makes her own TikToks debunking them. Here's an example.
This video screams Thinspo Tumblr from back in the day. And not only does this user think it is normal to eat a stock cube, realistically, they are struggling with their relationship with food.
It is almost identical content between what I would have seen as a teenager growing up looking at Tumblr in this Thinspo or Thinspiration. Word for word, you can see the same quotes, the same kind of recipe ideas, the same kind of food suggestions that we would have seen growing up as well.
Suggestions like, oh, summer is coming, so I better not eat. That's where the toxic element of it really becomes apparent.
Aveline O'Leary, Head of Advocacy and Youth Engagement at UNICEF Ireland, runs workshops with secondary school pupils, asking them to think about what issues impact them and what they would like to see changed. She says the Skinny Talk is regularly brought up in those conversations.
Talking about the impact of this trend on their self-esteem and the self-esteem of their friends, the pressure to achieve this perfect, very skinny body and the messages that they're receiving from influencers and content producers on platforms like TikTok.
The European Commission are specifically looking at the impact of recommender systems on children. Cumas Ó Nuamhain is assisting the European Commission with their investigation into TikTok. Donal O'Shea again.
It's incredibly welcome that it's been raised at an EU level. And I think it's really important that the public and in particular parents engage with what's being shown on TikTok so they see what their kids are looking at.
Keep it on the ground, keep it on the ground.
At Lakelands Football Club in Dublin, the under 15 girls had varying experiences of Skinny Talk.
It's telling you you need to be skinnier than like what you already are.
Do you feel pressure when you see videos like that?
I do.
What is that pressure? What are you kind of thinking when you see that stuff?
Like, I need to lose weight. I'm like fat.
And does it come up on your For You page sometimes?
Yes.
Even though in the past you've said not interested?
Yes.
It's kind of more like girls trying on like really small clothes and stuff like that.
Do you ever feel under pressure because of what you see on TikTok?
Sometimes, because it kind of makes you want to be them, I guess, in a way.
It's all about like exercises and it's before and after, but they do a lot of like putting on clothes that are too small for them.
I've seen videos like against it, like saying like how bad it is and like the influence of it and stuff.
No, I haven't seen any videos like that, but I've heard of it.
Okay. What have you heard about it?
I just heard that it's not great and it's really kind of horrible.
I think it's just fake. I just, like, they shouldn't, like, put that on kids who are on TikTok or anyone really.
That's the under 15 girls from Lakelands Football Club in Dublin, ending that report by Ethna Dodd. In a statement to Morning Ireland, TikTok said it has strict rules against dangerous weight loss behaviours on its platform and that it restricts some content with harmful body ideas for teenage users.